What do the Gedolim say about Prime Minister Sharon's disengagement plan? What are the halachic issues regarding the uprooting of Jews from their homes in Eretz Israel today? That is from Selig Tesler from Yerushalayim. And someone else asks, how are we to respond to the removal of Jews from their homes in Gaza and Shomron? Is this from Hashem or should we oppose it? From Rivka Sharvit in Israel. Basically, the Gedolim say that it really depends on the security issues, and if it would be definitely shown that disengaging from Gaza would improve our security situation and defend and save Jewish lives, then that would be what was proper to do according to the Torah. That in itself is not a clear issue. At the same time, we have to be very, very sensitive to the fact that uprooting Jews from their homes is a very, very sad thing. Sometimes you have to do things because of pikuach nefesh, but you're not necessarily happy. If somebody who has to eat on Yom Kippur isn't happy about it, he does it because that's what's necessary to do. So, if it means saving life. So, in this case, the same thing. On the one hand, we have to feel terrible that if this is necessary, and if it's the proper thing to do, it's a very, very bitter thing that has to be done, and we have to empathize with the Jews who are being uprooted from their home. At the same time, if that's what is halachically mandated, that's what has to be done. On the other hand, if this would only endanger Jewish life by leaving Gaza and would not protect Jewish life, then leaving Gaza would be prohibited completely. And this is an issue that is not clear what the political and security issues actually are.